Let's pray together. Father, we are thankful that we do serve a God who is love. Your love is boundless. It is deeper and wider and higher than we can imagine. We're thankful, Father, that you've extended your love to us in Jesus Christ. Father, it was brought to my attention this morning by one of the family here about a little girl from Johnson City named Ariel, who was struck by a stray bullet and is struggling for her life in Children's Hospital even as we speak. I pray, Father, for your protection and healing for that little girl and for your peace to be upon her family at the present time in all of their anxiety and worry. Father, I thank you that we have the chance to be together here today to give you our praise and to acknowledge your Son and our Savior Jesus. I pray that we would be encouraged and built up by our fellowship and our togetherness as we've gathered together today, that you would be praised and our spirits would be uplifted. We come as believers in your Son Jesus. We have faith, but we ask that you help our unbelief, that you increase our faith, and help us to know, Father, that our confidence before you rests not in what we do or even in the measure of our faith, but that it is found firmly in the object of our faith, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are fully confident in Him, even whenever we're uncertain of ourselves. Help us, Father, to put our faith more fully in all that He is and all that He has done and is doing for us. It is in Jesus' beautiful name that the church says, Amen. I do want to give an affirming voice again to what Bert mentioned at the beginning of our assembly regarding the opportunity that each of us have to sign up for, free of charge, Right Now Media. It's a really great resource that you can use in your home to encourage and teach your family and to do Bible studies yourself. Lots of great Bible study material and videos are available through Right Now Media, and all of the information about that is found in the bulletin, and I would direct your attention there to pay careful attention to that. You'll be getting that email in the next few days, and if you don't, make sure that you contact us so you do get an email invitation to click on so that you can set up your free account. In order to access Right Now Media, it's available on all platforms. As far as if you have an iPhone or you have an Android device, it's available through that, or also on your computer as well. Or if you have a Roku device or a Chromecast device or a Fire Stick or any of those different devices which are listed on the front page of the bulletin, you can get it through apps through all of those devices. So there are multiple platforms of availability, and we would encourage you to make use of it. There is a cost, an investment that the church has decided to make for you to have that. So we want to make sure that as many people as possible make use of it. And we'll know whether you do or not because we can tell whether or not you've signed up to use it. So please make sure that you take advantage of this tremendous and valuable and rich resource that we've made available to you. I don't want to preach what I plan to preach today, so you can scrap that outline. I'm just not feeling it. I got to church this morning, and I didn't even go to Bible class. I know, wow, did you hear me say that out loud? Because I was like, I've got to spend some time alone and getting ready for the sermon this morning. And as I looked over what I'd prepared, I'm like, that's a good lesson, but I'm just not feeling it. So I'm scrapping it this morning. Let me say from the outset, how thankful I am for you. I'm thankful for your tolerance of me. And that's not self-depreciating. I mean, honestly, I am thankful for your tolerance of me, because it's difficult to hear from the same voice every week in some ways. Because, you know, I have a certain perspective, I have a certain view, and you hear from it all the time. And so the fact that you tolerate that is, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that you're patient with me and you are attentive each week as I bring lessons from God's Word. And I really am thankful for your expressions of appreciativeness and kindness toward me. It's encouraging to me. It makes it worthwhile. What I do makes it feels like that I'm making a difference and I have something to contribute, and so I'm very, very thankful for that. But you know what? It is not about me. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. And so this morning, what occurred to me was, I don't know if you came this morning wanting to hear what Jonathan had to say. But I'll tell you what, I don't really want to hear what I have to say this morning. I really want to hear from Jesus. So this morning, I don't want to say anything else. I just want to hear from Jesus. So I invite you to listen with me as we all together sit at His feet and listen to Him talk to us. I don't want you to follow along with your eyes this morning. I want you to listen to the voice of Jesus with your ears and with your heart. So I invite you to listen to Him this morning. I'm not even going to tell you where this is from, but it's from the Gospels, and I just want you to hear it. Let's listen. Later that same day, Jesus left the house and He sat beside the lake. A large crowd soon gathered around Him. So He got into a boat and He sat there and taught as the people stood on the shore. He told many stories in the form of parables. Like this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds, and as he scattered them across his field, some seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate them. The other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. Those seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun. And since they didn't have any deep roots, they died. Other seeds, they fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, even 100 times as much as had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. His disciples came to Him and said, "Why do you use parables to talk to people?" And He replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. but others are not. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. And they'll have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, even what little they understand will be taken away from them. That's why I use these parables. For they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand. And this fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah that says, when you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but they didn't see it. They longed to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it. Now listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting seeds. The seed that fell on the footpath, that represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. The evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. The seed on the rocky soil, that represents those who hear the message immediately and receive it with joy, but because they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns, that represents those who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, by the lure of wealth, so that no fruit is produced. But the seed that fell on the good soil, that represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted. Here's another story Jesus told. The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who planted good seed in his field. But that night, as the workers slept, his enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat and then slipped away. When the crop began to grow and produce grain, the weeds also grew. The farmer's workers went to him and said, "Sir, the field where you planted the good seed, it's full of weeds. Where did they come from?" "An enemy has done this," the farmer exclaimed. "Well, should we pull the weeds?" they asked. No. You'll uproot the wheat if you do. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And then I'll tell the harvesters to sort out the weeds, to tie them into bundles and burn them, and to put the wheat in the barn. Here's another illustration Jesus used. The kingdom of heaven, it's like a mustard seed that is planted in a field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but it becomes the largest of garden plants. It grows into a tree, and birds come and make their nest in its branches. Jesus also used this illustration. The kingdom of heaven, it's like yeast. Yeast that a woman uses to make bread. Even though she put only a little yeast in 3 measures of flour, it permeates every part of the dough. Jesus always used illustrations and stories like these when speaking to the crowds. In fact, he never spoke to them without using such parables. And this fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet. I will speak to you in parables. I will explain things hidden since the creation of the world. Then, leaving the crowds outside, Jesus went into the house. And his disciples said, "Please explain to us the story of the weeds in the field." So Jesus replied, "The Son of Man is the farmer who plants the good seed. The field is the world. And the good seed, that represents people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people who belong to the evil one. And the enemy who planted the weeds among the wheat, that's the devil. And the harvest is the end of the world. And the harvesters are the angels. Just as the weeds are sorted out and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will remove from his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. And the angels will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovers hidden in a field, and in his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven, it's like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. And when he discovers a pearl of great value, he sells everything he owns and he buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven, it's like a fishing net that is thrown into the water and catches fish of every kind. And when the net is full, it's dragged onto the shore, And the fishermen sit down and sort the good fish into crates, but they throw the bad ones away. That's the way it will be at the end of the world. The angels will come and separate the good people from the righteous, throwing the wicked into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Do you understand all these things? Yes, they said, we do. And then he added, every teacher of religious law who becomes a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a homeowner who brings from his storehouse new gems of truth as well as old. When Jesus had finished telling these stories and illustrations, he left that part of the country. He returned to Nazareth, his hometown. And when he taught there in the synagogue, everyone was amazed. And they said, where does he get this wisdom and this power to do miracles? And then they scoffed. He's just the carpenter's son. And we know Mary, his mother, and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas, and his sisters. They live right here among us. Where did he learn all these things? And they were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his own family. And so he did only a few miracles there because of their unbelief. These are Jesus' words. Let's pray to him now. Would you bow? Our Lord, help our unbelief. Help us to believe. Give us ears that hear and eyes that see. Remove the blinders. Soften our hardened hearts. Open our minds and our spirits that we might receive the seed of your truth. And above all things, help us to treasure your kingdom above all else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus calls you. Will you listen? If we can help you, come to him as we stand and as we sing.